This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to hit a bunch of news in the next segment. Right now, since I keep mentioning, let me play this clip of somebody that I've seen, that I've really liked, that's been dead on, and who we now know is basically helping Trump write the talking points of what Trump already believed, not Stephen Bannon. I mean, I already knew Bannon was never on the trail. Bannon was always slobbing around. Let's put this photo of Bannon up. And I don't, here's the thing. I don't infight. I don't attack people that they stab us in the back. And, man, that's Bannon years ago. I've talked to folks that have been around it, and it just shows how fallen he is. And the fact that he thinks he can then come apologize without even apologizing 5 days later. The time to do it was when it was first put out, which shows you thought your gamble, because you were Bannon close to Trump, that that would knock him down and that you'd have this big trophy for your pissing contest. I never get why these lesser men look for greater men's trophies on their walls. If I was a great man, I'd want great men that were good to live forever, and great women. I wouldn't want to see them fall, because that would be an aspect of myself falling. But you're not a king, Bannon. You don't know the things of nobility. The peasants know nobility. The people know nobility. The kings know nobility. But the chicken, you know what, S-H-double-I, you know what, T. The chicken, you know what, dimension, doesn't know it. It only knows conquest. And Bannon is an archetype and a test for all of us. I don't spend time on him because he's important. He's been obsolete for months. It's that to learn that he was the mole, he was the traitor, confirmed. And then I was all about unity and just ignoring and fighting, and I'm a schmuck. But you know what? Admitting I'm a schmuck helps me not become one again. Because it's arrogant people like him that can't admit defeat and get better next time. I admit it. I should have known. I mean, everything with Breitbart was 100% one way. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. To quote Rodney James Dio in Heaven and Hell. It's absolutely true. They can't give even though it helps them. They don't get it. They don't build worlds. They don't build systems. They don't build Breitbart or help build InfoWars like Matt Drudge did. Yes, we were here. We did a lot of work. The listeners did most of it. But there's that magic stardust. Devils don't build. They come in. They take over after somebody dies. I'm going to stop right there. Let's go ahead and play Stephen Miller, who was 15 years old doing this 17, 18 years ago. That's when you know somebody's real. Here it is.
President Trump and the White House have been calling the Russia investigation a witch hunt and a nothing burger, but obviously in this new Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, Bannon offered a different take on the Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, and these other officials, including a Russian lawyer. He called it treasonous and unpatriotic, and he said that, quote, the chance that Don Jr. did not walk these Jamos up to his father's office on the 26th floor is zero. Did President Trump meet with any of the so-called Jamos who were in that Trump Tower meeting?
Steve Bannon's eloquence in that description notwithstanding, it's tragic and unfortunate that Steve would make these grotesque comments so out of touch with reality and obviously so vindictive. And the whole White House staff is deeply disappointed in his comments, which were grotesque. And with respect to the Trump Tower meeting that he's talking about, he wasn't even there when any of this went down, so he's not really a remotely credible source on any of it. It reads like an angry, vindictive person spouting off to a highly discreditable author. The book is best understood as a work of very poorly written fiction. And I also...
Stay there. Back to stuff. I want to finish this. I got a bunch of these clips from him. Makes me sick that I got conned. Because Bannon never produced nothing. All Trump's doing is delivering, just like you, the voters, did.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They call us walking corpses.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The globalists said America, Western society, free market was dead. They had all the communist hells to offer us heaven. But humanity came alive and they said no. We have the submarine individual joining us. Coming up, I probably need a guest sheet. Sorry, I forgot to tell you guys that. Who Trump keeps pointing out took a photo of a 40-year-old submarine, and then somebody found it in a junk pile, if you believe that, and then he was sent to prison for a couple of years. We've had Saucier, is his name, on before. He's coming back on because now Trump keeps going. Hillary has 30,000 emails, all this secret stuff. She's sharing it all. Petraeus, you know, gets a conviction for a couple of secret things he took home in his briefcase that his girlfriend, that was probably an operative, leaked out. I mean, not defending Petraeus either, but man, this is like sending somebody to jail because they stole a dollar, but not sending them to jail because he stole $1 billion. Navy sailor in jail for submarine photos. Plea for mercy from Trump. He wants a pardon from it. He has a criminal background now because of this. No criminal background previously. He's joining us in the next segment. But because I said I'd get to it. Let's go ahead here and let's go to this next clip, finishing up with Stephen Miller, the White House Communications Director, getting into the grotesqueness of what Bannon did. Again, I'm not obsessing on Bannon. He was already a dead letter. We're doing it so that people understand the anatomy of betrayal. Because here's the thing. My greatest weakness is I take people at face value. At the low level, at the big international level, and things like an endless data and like I always get it right and blah, blah, blah. But then if I personally interface with somebody, I then give them benefit of the doubt, which is fine to do. But like Reagan would say, trust but verify. So again, let's finish up with Stephen Miller. Here it is.
It's tragic and unfortunate that Steve would make these grotesque comments so out of touch with reality, and obviously so vindictive, and the whole White House staff is deeply disappointed in his comments.
Hey, boss, I'm sorry. So vindictive. I mean, he finally, 5 days later, says, I'm sorry, I think people are great. He doesn't say the quotes are wrong, because he knows it's been recorded. I thought the horrible reporter of a history of, you know, disinfo, it was his fault day one. People were mad at me, saying, no, Trump's he's full of crap. And I said, well, let's hear from Bannon. And then now, people that said I was wrong, you notice CNN, Associated Press, Reuters, Bannon, all of them say, well, Bannon says he should have come out earlier, blah, blah, blah. But, oh, CNN says Bannon did it because Trump attacked him. At 5 in the afternoon, this thing comes out at like 6 a.m. So 6 hours, 5 hours, 11 hours later. That's a lifetime. No, Bannon wanted to see if his base went with him, which he wasn't his base. It was a pure, just crazy power trip. A reckless power trip, even if you were like a Satanist. But again, these Satanists, even if he's not a Satanist in his own heart, I mean, that's what it is. Recklessness, power trip, thinking about other things, you know, other than yourself, only thinking about yourself. That's what it is. So again, that's the fraud that is Stephen Bannon. Let's continue.
In his comments, which were grotesque. And with respect to the Trump Tower meeting that he's talking about, he wasn't even there when this went down, so he's not really...
Oh, yeah, pause again. He's not there for months. It's, and then he says, oh, he went up to see Trump. Trump's a Russian agent. And then he thinks he can paper over it with, oh, I like everybody since my plan didn't work, and if we let him back in, it's our fault. I'm ashamed for just not seeing it. I apologize and feel guilty, even though I wasn't involved, just one way supporting Breitbart. They never linked to me. They never helped us. I don't care. Had a lot of good articles, but it wasn't Stephen Bannon. It was people like Stephen Miller there that did that. Bannon isn't. Bannon, let me tell you something right now. I want the people over there at Breitbart to know something, whatever threats he's got, whatever thing he claims he has leverage. This guy's 110% done. And if you don't feel the will of the people and you act like a bunch of cowards, I think it goes back to however you got control of Breitbart to begin with. So you all been threatened, whatever. It's time to man up, time to do the right thing and understand. Here's the message. Because I'm asking for war with Bannon. I didn't sit there and be nice to him because, oh, he's God, he's Steve Bannon. He might say something bad about me. I love it. Do whatever. I did it because maybe I thought I wasn't going to be a backbiter and wouldn't be jealous of something that was successful. I wanted to win. But now I tell you, if you don't get rid of Stephen Bannon, that's your choice. I'm going to oppose you. And you need to get that through your head. And I know somebody shoots my mouth off about things, but my listeners and our reach is 5 times Breitbart. And so you need to understand something right now that Steve Benedict Arnold Bannon deserves to be thrown down a political mine shaft. And if you don't do that and play some side deal to let him still creep around as a big frickin' slob, that after we destroyed the fake Russian narrative and all these victories and brought back the economy and did all this together, he did this crappy thing. If you don't throw him off the plank into whatever hell he wants to live in, then I hold you personally responsible. And I'm giving you upfront notice right now that I'm not Andrew Breitbart. He was a great guy, smart guy. I'm not Andrew Breitbart. You understand right now. You're not playing with Breitbart. You're playing with the real deep state of America, the people. Deep state, don't worry about it. Worry about the real deep state. Christians, conservatives, libertarians, good people that hate evil. And there's not some secret organization, some code here. This is spiritual. We're connected together. And we're ready for war. And all you slobs think just because we hold back that we're weak, you're going to find out. Let's go to the next clip. Finish this clip, and I want to go to the clip with him where Jake Tapper flips out and cuts the segment short. Here it is.
Understand the people whose manufacturing jobs have left, who've been besieged by high crime communities, and who've been affected by a policy of uncontrolled immigration, those voices, those experiences don't get covered on this network. That's why, to prove the point, I was booked to talk about the very issues I'm just describing, and you're not even asking about them because they're not interesting facts to you.
That's not true. I have plenty of questions on immigration. You've attempted to filibuster by talking about your flight.
No,
to
I'm
president.
Not. I
want to ask you a question because
don't be condescending, Jake.
Stephen,
Jake,
the president and the White House.
The reason why I
want to
talk
about the president and the White House.
The reason why I want to talk about the president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions.
No,
I understand.
You have 24 hours a day of anti-Semitic material.
You're
not going to give 3 minutes for the American people
I get
to hear
it.
The real experience of Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No,
you're being a factotum in order
being,
to please him, okay?
No.
And I think,
I've
wasted enough of my
you
viewers'
know who
time.
I, you know who
Thank
I care
Stephen.
About?
As Republicans,
hey,
lawmakers call for Attorney General
about?
Jeff Sessions to resign, in a major reversal, Democrats are now coming to his defense. What changed? We'll ask the top Democrat.
Let's change the subject. So here's where I stand. Just like when I was on Piers Morgan, had the best ratings he ever had for a week after I was on. It broke their will to just say you're full of crap. They cannot deal with it. They say, come on, talk about whatever you want. Once they get there, they go, oh, you're not supposed to talk about this. You're not supposed to talk about that. You're a bad person. But it's all a fraud when they're a known fake network. We're going to go to break and come back with our next guest who was put in jail for a year or so for taking a photo of an old submarine that he was on board of. Why, we have no idea, but Hillary can run around and do something a million times worse, literally. That's coming up. But briefly, I have it plugged in an hour and 15 minutes, products. Free shipping ends tomorrow, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have over 1,000 high-quality items, incredible supplements, fluoride-free, emboldened and fortified with total silver and iodine, super blue toothpaste, 50% off, and all the other best-selling products, between 50 and 67% off. So many of these are loss leaders because they're so amazing. I know you'll want to order more of them. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I'll just say this. If you haven't figured it out yet, you never are going to, but I want to thank you all. You are the people that fund this operation, so we're counting on you. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, back during the campaign, President Trump today, but candidate Trump then, kept saying, why does Hillary have 30-plus thousand illegal emails and secret servers and foreign deals and foundations and uranium and all that? And then we've got Christian Saucier, or Saucier, of HelpChrisSaucier.com, this Navy veteran. I think it's very suspicious that, oh, his camera got thrown in the landfill and showed a picture of a 40-year-old submarine he was on board. I mean, I'm not a submariner, but I've been on tours of decommissioned subs, both diesel and nuclear, many years ago. And, I mean, it's like, okay, this is like a joke. So he went to jail for, a year or whatever. He can recap the story. And then, meanwhile, you've got this total sellout to globalism. Help Chris Saucier, Saucier.com. But why he's back with us is he was on Fox News, Hannity last week. He was on with us months ago. Trump has brought him back up in tweets. Let's put Trump's tweet up if we can before we go to Christian. And it just crooked Hillary Clinton's top aide, Uma Abedin, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocol. She classified passwords in the hands of foreign agents. She put those in there. Remember sailors' pictures of a submarine? Jail. Deep State Justice Department must act. Also on Comey and others. Comey, admittedly, now the head of the Judiciary Committee, has come out and said it's clearly illegal. Chuck Grassley. So this is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And our guest takes credit and says, okay, put me in jail for a year, even though he really didn't do anything. He just says, just punish them. So, Christian Saucier, thank you for joining us.
Back on, Alex.
So we only got like 8-9 minutes. You got the floor. Tell folks what's happened, and you know, the president's back talking about you in the news and in tweets. What do you make of this?
Well, I make of it that the president's very correctly calling out a clearly corrupt upper, you know, echelon of the FBI and the DOJ under the Obama administration, to include Andrew McCabe taking financial donations for his wife's campaign, and leaking James Comey, leaking classified information to the press while punishing people like me for doing far less. These are the guys that ran the investigation that destroyed my life for a few pictures that I took because I was proud of where I worked and I wanted to be able to remember it. And by the way, everybody in the military does that. The Hillary Clinton campaign and all of her cronies get a pass for doing a million times worse. The pictures I took were
classified. By the way, you're not exaggerating. I mean, we're talking it's not even comparable.
No, it's clear, I think, now to the American people that these Huma Abedin emails come out where she sent them to gave them access to a pedophile, that there was clearly some cover-up within the FBI and the DOJ at the very same time that they were prosecuting me for the minorest of infractions, which is usually...
Oh, you forget. You didn't mention what... My problem is to mention it. It takes hours. You've got like 20-something of the 26 people already resigned or gone or retired. You've got Org or whatever his name is giving $2 million to his wife, heading up the Fusion GPS fake pee-pee. He's giving his wife $2 million? I mean, this is... And it's all made up.
Yeah. It's a criminal cabal, headed by the Obama administration. And Loretta Lynch is right on board, meeting on an airplane tarmac with a target of an investigation spouse. And that reeks of all kinds of misconduct. But the American people are just now seeing it because we have a president who's not afraid to call out the people that are doing illegal acts that are at the top of the echelon, the elites. He's not afraid to call out Hillary Clinton and say, what the heck is going on?
And they're even in the news calling him mentally ill, saying he doesn't do politics or inside deals. He only cares about the people. He's an idiot.
Yeah, well, because he's calling out the people that run this country in the dark rooms, in the dark alleys. And he's not afraid to, because he's a president for the people. And so the first way to discredit him is to try to call him mentally unstable, which is anything but true.
I agree. You know? Shouldn't he, just like he's getting ready with Assange, he's already done it judicially, pardon you just to expose, so when they attack him, he can even more point out what Hillary did?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think he would send a very clear example if he pardoned me. Don't get me wrong. My life's been destroyed. Pardoning me would definitely help me restore my good name. But I think more importantly, it would send a message to the American people and to the people who serve in the military. I served 11 years honorably. I'm proud of my service. I wasn't a traitor like Bo Bergdahl or Bradley Manning. I served my country. I did 2 deployments to the Middle East. I never left anybody behind. And I would go back and do it again. I would gladly give my life for this country.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't buy that they found the camera in a landfill. It sounds like you were the victim of an intelligence operation.
My ex-wife turned over the camera because she was ticked off at me, and she knew I had the pictures on there.
And then she just said it was in a landfill.
Well, her friend that worked at the landfill said he discovered it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, what more important, though, is just the fact that, these people are allowed to get away with the far more serious offense when, if anything, my case should have served as an example of why they should have been prosecuted. If they're willing to go after me for low-level class...
Or Petraeus!
Yeah. I went to prison for a year. My life was destroyed. All the skills that I learned in the Navy and that I served 11 years doing, operating nuclear power plants, right now I work as a trash collector. That was the only job I could get. Don't get me wrong. I'm proud to be working and contributing to society because I'm not going to be a deadbeat living off welfare. But it's upsetting that when I go to apply to employers, then they
maybe we should hire you as a reporter because I'm about to launch a bunch of new shows. We've decided to do it even though we're under attack and every. Let's talk this week. We got about a minute and a half left. What do you make of record unemployment, employment for blacks, record economy coming back, and they're saying Trump is Armageddon, he would destroy the economy, and the left won't give him any credit for it?
I think they just won't admit it. I mean, they don't want to admit that they've been wrong all this time. CNN, all the liberal news networks just don't want to admit that they were wrong. They haven't covered my story at all because they don't want to, because it proves that there's a double standard of justice and that they're, it's all sycophants to this Hillary Clinton is perfect.
Well, exactly. I don't like Petraeus for his globalism, but he's not all bad.
Yep.
But he took home some files and some operative woman set him up for that. A general can't take files home? I mean, this is ridiculous.
But I'll tell you what, the sick part about the Obama administration is they were more than willing to use somebody like me, who honorably served in the military as an example, and throw us under the bus and use us for political gain. I mean, even Bo Bergdahl he used for political gain. I mean, he called him a hero when he knew he was a traitor just so he could get people released from Guantanamo. So, I think President Trump, by pardoning me, would send a very clear message to the people of the military who have constantly put their lives on the line defending freedom and democracy.
I agree. That was my final question, that he'll stand by him.
Yep.
What do you think about the word that he may pardon Assange and is already into the grand jury and things?
Well, I think Julian Assange, for all that they're, the complaints that people have against him, he's putting the truth out there. He was not afraid to put out the truth about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton plays herself off as this liberal, but she's one of the worst people in this country. She has sold our country out on numerous occasions, and Julian Assange wasn't afraid to put that out so that the world could see. And I think that, to some extent, that's what we need. We need people like Trump and Assange who are willing to speak the truth, regardless of the blowback that they're going to receive, because that's the most powerful weapon we have in a society where a liberal media tries to tell us how to live.
Christian Saucier, help ChristianSaucier.com. I'm serious. I want to get you as a contributor. You're always so smart when we have you on. I'm like, oh, my God, there's all these great people. I want to start all these new roundtable shows, go live 24 hours a day very soon at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Thank you so much. I'm glad the president is exposing what happened to you because it's justice. Thank you so much. Finally, a voice for the people. We'll be back with Key Intel straight ahead. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host here on this live Sunday global transmission. As I said many times earlier in tonight's transmission or in weeks, months, and years previous, what we see the globalists really doing is not just assaulting the truth itself, but attacking the very underpinning of genetic creation on this planet, trying to break down the way plants reproduce, the way animals reproduce, the way reptiles reproduce, attempting to really artificially take control of the system and capture creation within a synthetic Terminator gene program. That is the advanced but wicked intelligence that we Christians call the devil, that others just call plain evil, that is animating and manipulating the servants of this system. And the servants of this system are not even really getting any true power out of what they do. They get some temporal power. They get some petty power, but it's completely empty within the current power structure. It is a dehumanizing power. Any worldly power they get, they lose at the expense of their soul, of their spirit. So I've been trying to figure out why I get so mad when the globalists lie about Donald Trump or put out their talking points or misrepresent. And it's because I realize it's a fundamental attack on the truth. Not that Donald Trump is truth or that I'm perfect truth, but that we are worshiping the truth, which is God. That we are trying to be good and honorable and strong, and we believe in a civilization and a world that'll be good for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, times a thousand generations to live in. We're not out to totally control and dominate the public and turn them into our slaves. And so it is the very human condition and the very social compact that is under attack by the globalists. They are consciously adherents to corruption. Because to give in to evil, to give in to manipulation, to give in to cheating, well, you got to give in to it completely. There's no half measures with evil. It always gets worse or it gets better. There is no equilibrium or great balance that we're always hearing about from the Luciferians. The truth is, the only balance is the struggle between good and evil. But you're either pulling towards good or you're pulling towards evil. And they have consciously decided that humanity's crap, that their own children are garbage, and that they want to write a hate letter to humanity. But if you just study history or common sense, 2 + 2 = 4, or how do you judge an apple tree? Well, does it grow juicy, sweet, plentiful apples? How do you judge a plum tree? How do you judge a line of potato seeds? Are they big? Do they grow in drought-ridden weather? Are they tasty? Are they pest-resistant? Do they last a long time after you've dug them out of the ground? How do you judge a spring? Is it clear? Is it pure? Does it taste good? Is it healthy? How do you judge a liar? Do they betray you? Do they lie to you over and over again? It's the same thing. And as I covered earlier, we should probably put this up on screen behind me if we can. Infowars.com has the article. Even NBC News was forced to cover it, but Zero Hedge has an excellent breakdown of it. Another false narrative, black unemployment at record lows. And there's a graph that in the history, since they've been recording black unemployment, it is the lowest it has ever been. And wages, even adjusted for inflation, are the highest for African Americans in just 1 year. We're 11 months and, 15 days or something? 20 days? Coming up on the 20th is the one-year anniversary. We're less than a year in, and we already have the best black employment numbers we've ever had. We've got the best general numbers since 1984. We've got a 25,000 stock market. We've got 2,000-plus companies announcing they're coming back. You know, I've seen the media go, oh, look, Donald Trump and the White House copy Alex Jones' talking points, which really 99% of the time is not true, though I'd love to flatter myself and say that. But when I see White House talking points, a lot of times the same time I put them out or a day early or a day after, it varies. Why is it so similar to what I say and vice versa? Not because we're talking or conferring or lining it up, but because we're looking at the facts. We're looking at the reality. So, see, we don't have to get together in some smoky room and come up with what the talking point is, because the truth doesn't have talking points. You can put the the truth together and look at what's happened and have those talking points. But the truth doesn't need to line up a teleprompter message. The truth is based in the fruit. You may have a big old bushy, pretty plum tree. I remember my grandma had a bunch of plum trees growing out in front of her house and apple trees, you name it. And I remember her looking out saying, that's a big old pretty plum tree. But it's bigger than all the others. Don't you see some? And I was like 8 years old, standing there one summer. And I said, yes. To Patty Jones. And she said, I'm going to have them cut that down. She said, you know, it's a pretty tree, son. It's not producing any plums. But she said, you see those other little smaller trees? They're full of plums. See, that one is hanging down to the ground with plums that I can turn into plum jelly and give to our friends and family, and we can eat. And she was giving me a parable right then. I didn't realize how smart she was, always educating, always giving me archetypes, always showing me. But now we don't hang out with our grandmothers on the front porch for 3-4 hours drinking lemonade, eating cookies. No, we play Xbox and we watch the NFL. And I'm not saying that's pure evil. It just distracts us from our real humanity. And so you judge a tree by its fruits. And by every yardstick, not the rhetoric, not the talk, but what's been deployed, Trump has delivered. You know, they come out as we predicted, as we didn't predict, as we were told by sources, as we broke, keep saying predicted, as we broke. Back in April, back in March, back in May, we play those clips many times. We need to play them here again with our sources, Roger Stone and others, that they would then say he has Alzheimer's, he's mentally ill. Wow, well, how bad was the previous controllers if you believe their story he has Alzheimer's, which obviously isn't true. And we've got the best unemployment numbers ever, the best for blacks, the best for whites, the best for Hispanics. We've got the best new jobs numbers, the best small business numbers, the best stock market ever. And optimism coming back in because he simply removed the boot from our neck, at least partially. His job was pretty easy if he could get into the presidency and not be killed because the globalists were artificially doing this. And then he said, you know, I've been huge in real estate and successful, and I've been number one on TV, and then out of nowhere, never running for office, which nobody does, just never ran for office, and then the first time you win the presidency against all odds, I'd say that's pretty genius. And, you know, Trump wasn't bragging there. It was genius. And you were genius going up against the globalists and mainstream media and them demonizing you and them trying to demoralize you and them attacking you. You had the innate spiritual genius of discernment to not go with the crowd and the lie, but to head down, do what's right, and then see the real evidence of goodness, which is delivering on your promises and prosperity and standing up for the innocents and standing up for Christianity and standing against the bullies and the thugs and the controllers. And that said, what Trump has done is beyond genius. It is honor. It is strength. It is will. It is divine providence, just like George Washington witnessed. And we are seeing 245 years after the founding of our nation, the oxygen coming back into the room. And here's the key when I come back. It's a test. If we reject this, God always gives you a test, especially a nation like America he loves. If we reject this, the hedge will be lowered, and the real evil will be let in. This is our final chance.
Right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Secrets in this world, but all of them are basically prima facie. They're on its face, but the master does not appear until the student is ready. That's an old Zen saying, and it's absolutely true. Trump, and I could instinctually, but also in a Machiavellian way, see this 3 years ago when this all started, saw the global wave against the globalist, and he knew that when he bound himself to this, that his entire destiny and everything he had been, was, and would be, and his very family name would be inexorably tied, in a good way, the way metaphysically in the archetype of J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, Sauron's soul was tied to the ring. And so with Trump, in a good way, delivering and
producing good fruit and doing what he said he would do and being in your corner is what sets up his family for an incredible, unparalleled historical dynasty. With power, things tend to get corrupt. With absolute power, corrupts absolutely, to quote Lord Acton. But I spiritually, at a discernment level, do not pick up evil from Trump. Is a dynasty the best thing in the world? Probably not. But the point is that Trump's already been everywhere. He's already seen it all. And you see the response by true evil that is real. And that tells you Trump's for real. But then you see what he's claimed he would do being delivered. The tax cuts, securing the borders, the sovereignty, taking care of the veterans, boosting the market, bringing jobs back, standing up against the communist Chinese that are oppressing their own people and bringing our jobs back. On and on and on. I'm not going to list it all. The globalists didn't build all this to just reverse it at the end. They didn't just construct all this to then have it all turned on its head. And that's why they're fighting for their lives. So the big secret of Trump is, in the collective will, in the collective zeitgeist, in the collective unconscious, in the internet of the mind, in the sixth sense, Trump is us. And he's channeling the will of the people to have a strong male leader that the globalists fear stand against them. So he is a reflection and a shadow and an echo of the will of those that came before us to empower the species. Trump is a manifestation of the life force coming out of a long stage of hibernation, the life force coming out of a coma and being manifest again. And that's why, despite all the attacks and all the demonization and all the talking points and all the dirty tricks, everything they do turns against them, because Trump has turned himself over to destiny. And not some evil destiny to burn down the world, but the destiny of building a better world and committing honorably to that path. That's when God gets involved, when you line yourself up in the right time in history with other people that are lined up as well, as the planets align culturally, spiritually, metaphysically. I don't mean literally. As that season enters, humanity then has that great choice of where they want to go in the future. So that's why the enemy hates you so much. And I happened along a AOL compilation video today, this morning when I was doing research. And I watched like 30 minutes of video after video of just the Sunday and Saturday news shows, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. And it was all the same talking point. Bannon's in trouble, even though we disagree with him, because Trump doesn't stand for anything. And so Bannon doesn't know how to deal with somebody that's such a psychopath and so fake. And this is Al Sharpton telling us this. And then we go to the next clip, and the next clip, and the next clip of Michael Wolff, the known fraud, and the next fraud, and the next fraud, and the next fraud. But there was the proof of the fraud that they're all telling me he's not real. But then everything I see is real and happening to their horror and against their plan. And all over the world, men and women are standing up against globalism and saying no and bringing back sovereignty and bringing back the family and bringing back what Hollywood and this whole satanic poisonous system that wants to stun us to control us before it takes us over. So there are really five pillars to this whole thing. And most important is spirit. And then is shelter and food and medicine. Those are all real, those five. But what are the frauds? Status, where you are in the perch, and magic, imaginary thinking, delusions, imagining you're something you're not because you have God's seed in you. You have the ultimate potential, but that doesn't mean you have gone through the stages that this species has to go through. Just because you can imagine the mind of God, just because you can commune with the mind of God, just because you can interface with that, does not mean you are that. With great wisdom comes great sorrow.
And then you learn the wicked flee when none pursue. And then you understand that these people want power, but they don't want responsibility. They want the castles and the red carpets. And the red carpets were paid in the blood of those countries they'd conquered. We don't walk on red carpets. We walk on the gates of the heavens, indescribably beautiful. Deepest blue with stars and planets in the firmament. We are walking on the blue carpet of life with our soul interfacing with God and all of time before us and all of time to flow out from this moment and the attempt of some people who weren't Satanists, who weren't pedophiles, some people who really believed in humanity, who'd already been at the tops of power and maybe even delved into the darkness, as I have done, and pulled back and said, I want Christ. Who'd done the parasitic things, the casinos and the structure, and found that there's nothing there on earth. There is only God. In our connection to God. And that's the big secret. They do everything to take your food, your shelter, your medication, your spirit, your defense, to make you the opposite of independent, dependent. And that's the big secret. And you see Trump under attack, gone through the fire, stronger than ever, standing there at Camp David, laying out the truth, and saying, it is genius what we did together. To come from nowhere against the entire globalist odds and win the presidency and then get the tax cuts and everything they didn't want, the prosperity, because they want to make us dependent, to break their back in less than 1 year. If that isn't genius, nothing is. But bigger than genius, it was destiny, it was providence, and it was courage. Here's the president.
You were talking about the policy issues that you all were focusing on the last few days here at Camp David, but this morning you were tweeting about your mental state. Why did you feel the need to tweet about that this morning?
Well, only because I went to the best colleges or college. I had a situation where I was a very excellent student, came out, made billions and billions of dollars, became one of the top business people, went to television, and for 10 years was a tremendous success, as you probably have heard, ran for president one time and won. And then I hear this guy that doesn't know me at all. By the way, did not interview me for three. He said he interviewed me for 3 hours in the White House. It didn't exist, okay? It's in his imagination. And what I was heartened by, because I talk about fake news and the fake news media, was the fact that so many of the people that I talk about in terms of fake news actually came to the defense of this great administration and even myself, because they know the author and they know he's a fraud. And when I saw some of the people say, and you look at some of his past books, he did a book on Rupert Murdoch. It was a terrible expose, and it was false. So much of it was false. I consider it a work of fiction. And I think it's a disgrace that somebody's able to have something, do something like that. The libel laws are very weak in this country. If they were strong, it would be very helpful. You wouldn't have things like that happen where you can say whatever comes to your head. But just so you know, I never interviewed with him in the White House at all. He was never in the Oval Office. We didn't have an interview. I did a quick interview with him a long time ago having to do with an article. But I don't know this man. I guess Sloppy Steve brought him into the White House quite a bit, and it was one of those things. That's why Sloppy Steve is now looking for a job. Okay, who else do you have? Yes.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.